Farley Malaris, the number one astrologer in the world, who I used to work with at KROQ. He's going to come on and do Astrological Open Line, where he will tell you anything. All you need to do is give him your birthday and the date you were born, and he will tell you what's happening in your future. So that's all coming up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you, for your listening enjoyment, the number one astrologer in the world, a man I worked with from the very beginning of my career, and he's still alive. He's sounding good, and he can't wait to get on the air here on The Poor Man Show. Farley Malaris with Astrology Open Line.
Poor man. You know what? What a great lead-in. You threw me right back to the 80s with that story about the coke freak in the pothead. I was right back in the control room with you in 1983.
Hey, yep.
You know, I have Caitlyn Jenner's chart in front of me. I got Josh Hamilton's chart in front of me.
I'll tell you what, we've already got a caller for you, though, Farley. We got somebody waiting on hold, Joan from somewhere or another. Do you want to do hers first, and then we'll get to the famous people? How's that sound?
Yeah, let's take the public first. They're number one.
Okay, now Farley, here's the deal. What you need to tell people about their future, you need what, the birth date and the year they were born, correct?
If they give me their date, time, and city of birth, it'll take me 10 seconds to pull up their chart, and I can give them an accurate look at their soul, their future, their karma, in about 1 minute, and we'll try to take as many callers as possible, Jim. And by the way, number one website in the world for astrology, radioastrology.com. If you Google it, Google Astrology Radio or Radio Astrology, we come up number one out of 2 million listed, and we're real proud of that. And I'm real proud to be with you back on the air, bro.
Yeah, this man was not only on K-Rock, he's on Channel 7, several other radio stations. He's a pretty well-known dude. And the phone number to call in to get your astrology forecast, Astrology Open Line, can be about anything, your love life, your finances, whatever. Right, Farley?
Yeah, I'm an astrological metaphysical psychologist, so I deal with relationship issues, love problems. I do homeopathic, naturopathic, health things. I can't claim to heal you or correct your problem, but astrology is my forte, as you know, but I'm a metaphysical psychologist also, so it's all in one, Jim. They can call they want, you know.
Okay, the phone number is 888-909-1050 if you want your astrology forecast, 888-909-1050. I've got a piece of food stuck in the bottom of my tooth, by the way. It's just annoying me. Okay, Joan, where are you calling from, Joan?
Corona Del Mar.
Corona Del Mar. Well, you are on with Farley Malaris.
Joan, what's your birthday?
4/10/51.
Okay, and I need the truth, you know, to be accurate.
That's 4/10, April the 10th, 1951.
What time of day, Joan?
I think I was born approximately 4:56 a.m.
Oh, perfect. See, now in the old days, I couldn't be this accurate, but now I can nail you good. Okay, Jonah, what I'm looking at here for you is that you are a double Aries, sun and moon, sun and rising in Aries with moon in Gemini. You're very mental, very communicative. That's very important to you. You have Venus in Taurus. There's a huge emphasis on money and success and investment. By this time in your life, you should be very successful and very prosperous, hopefully, because you have what's called a wealthy person's aspect in their chart. You're a little bullheaded when it comes to relationships. You want to make sure that everything is right. You don't want any liars. You don't want any cheaters. When it comes to marriage, family, relationships, it's so important that there's a lot of love, a lot of affection, Mars and Taurus, just like Madonna, actually. And you have Uranus and Cancer, so we don't want to upset you. How's that sound?
It sounds good.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Okay. Hey, Joan, any other question for Farley, or is that it?
I had one question. I've been trying to get divorced, and I was wondering if he could see that in my astrology chart.
Okay, trying to get divorced. Why haven't you made a choice yet? Why are you on the fence?
I started to get divorced, and I ran out of money, and I filed almost 3 years ago.
You live in Corona Del Mar.
Yeah, this thing should have been over a long time ago, Joan, because you know what? You got another one or two on the fence that have been waiting for you to get closure, spiritually speaking. So the planets are in your favor. And I did my own divorce, actually. I didn't have any money back in 74. So I went to one of these shops. I don't know if you have custody battles and you have assets to divide. That's different, especially if your husband is stubborn, which in your horoscope he probably is. So, you know, my heart cries for you. It's taken so long to split because this thing should have been over and done a long time ago.
I know.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Joan. Okay, we got Astrology Open Line. Anybody wants to know anything about what's going on in their lives? We've got Farley Malaris. He is the number one astrologer in the world, and he'll be here until the top of the hour. Somebody says, you better get to the dentist for the food stuck in your teeth. That's from Huntington Henry. Let's see here.
By the way, Poor Man, I wanted to share with everyone that Poor Man and I are both Leos, even though our birth information is classified. That's why we're so much fun and so creative and so much into family and children and having a good time and partying. That's what Leo embodies, the creative force in the universe. And it is the Leo energy that guides us, that leads us, that manages us. Obama's a Leo. Bill Clinton was a Leo. And Alex Haley, the author of Roots, is a Leo. And I'm a Leo. And Mike Douglas and a lot of real famous people. Arlene Dahl was born on my birthday, and Hulk Hogan. So when you're a Leo, the proof of astrology is Leos are out front, Jim, and that's what we're all about. And we getting any more callers?
I don't know. Do we have any more, Di?
Nope, not right now.
Okay, we don't have any more. The phone number is 888-909-1050. If you want to call in for any astrological forecast, 888-909-1050. In the meantime, only you know my true age, Farley, so tell me about my forecast.
Well, Jim, you know, you're actually on the precipice of some new magnificent beginning. Obviously, prosperity is what you need. Prosperity is what you need to create. Cutting the fat a little bit and trying to reduce overhead is part one. I think the travel expense is probably a little accentuated for you. I don't know if we can do anything about that unless we take an air balloon to New York. but the rent in New York, as you know, is very high. The cost of living is very high. And then you got to manage your property here in California. Juggling relationships, of course, is a vital issue right now. Trying to recover some funding for your needed finances, that's critical for you. And a pretty healthy guy, you know, you're in great shape. Or whatever age you might be. I think you're an ancient, Jim. You're probably a vampire, actually, maybe 6,000 years old. Let's admit it to the public now. But anyway, don't worry, kids. Jim won't bite you and suck your blood. But I do think that you're still surfing, right? You're still out on the board every day, right?
Yeah, I went surfing today,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
You know, you right now, you see, we're lucky because... Okay.
Hey, Farley, we got another call for you. Who is it from Santa Clarita, Di? Bunny, are you there?
Bonnie,
I'm sorry.
Hey, Bonnie, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fine. When's your birthday?
September 20th.
September
20th, right? Speak up a little louder if you don't mind, Bonnie. And welcome to Astrological Open Line with Farley Malaris. Go ahead, Bonnie. Sorry to interrupt you.
September 20th, what year?
September 20th, 1948.
Okay.
1948. Wow. That's cool. You know, nothing wrong with that.
Do you know what time you were born, dear?
Did you hear that, Bonnie?
What time was I born?
Yeah.
I was born at 6:21 a.m.
You see, everybody has a frequency, and a really good astrologer knows that frequency when they know what time you were born, because it zeroes in on exactly the circuit and the energy that you absorb for your life. Now, Bonnie, you are a double Virgo. Wow, what a hardworking, critical thinking, analytical person. If you're not a doctor or a nurse, you could be, because people probably come to you all the time with their health issues. You're deeply caring and deeply passionate and compassionate with Mars and Scorpio. Obviously, the older you get, your hormones go south for most of us. You were born in the best year in 1948, Jupiter was in Sagittarius, and you have what's called a grand trine in fire, Moon in Aries, Jupiter in Sag, and Venus and Pluto in Leo, two grand trines, which makes you one lucky camper, and it appears you've been blessed, and you've gotten out of a lot of really strange situations, and it was almost like a miracle. How's that sound so far?
Pretty good.
Now, you have
did you have a specific question, Bonnie?
Do you know if I'll be getting a new house soon?
Oh, good. Okay, let's look at your fourth house, because you're Virgo rising. Your fourth house is ruled by Sagittarius, and boom! Yeah, Jupiter is trine your Jupiter right now. You are shown a move imminent next 4 months. It's called the Jupiter trine Jupiter, Bonnie. It happens only once every 4 to 8 years. It's actually happening to me, too, and I'm looking to move also. And, wow, I want to go to the track or Las Vegas.
So is she going to get a new house, Farley? So
you are shown to be very lucky in that area financially right now.
Oh, great.
Really? You said in 4 months, Farley?
Yeah, she's actually shown a huge gain financially and a great buy on a deal on a beautiful, gorgeous home. And it's all coming down right now. Jupiter's going to be in Leo. It's going to be there at least for another 5-6 months, but it's going to peak for you between now and around November, December.
Did you come into some good finances?
Oh, yeah.
She
likes to shop, a little bit of a spender, and she's very giving, maybe donates a lot of her time and money. This woman is one of the most compassionate people you'll ever meet. Wow. She probably never tells a lie either. Honest to die for. Unbelievable.
Is that right, Bonnie? Have you come into some big money?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, God bless
you,
Bonnie.
I don't want all these men coming after me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be coming after you too, lady. You better run and hide after I saw this chart. You're lit for
love. I'm locking the door. Don't worry.
Locking the door. Thanks for calling us, Bonnie.
All right. Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Farley, when we come back, some people want to ask you some things via text. People can text me also, 949-870-6155. That's my cell phone. Or you can call in for your own astrological love forecast or any kind of astrology forecast you'd like on the line at KCAA, which is 888-909-1050. It's astrology open line for the rest of the show. Anybody wants to text anything you want, I'll read them. Again, 888-909-1050 to talk to Farley.
The bumper music you're listening to right now is provided by the 4019s. Go to their website, the4019s.com.
And we are back here. Farley Malaris with the Astrological Open Line. The phone number is 888-909-1050. Farley.
Jim, a couple quick comments. First of all, if anybody wants to find me, my website is free. It's one word, radioastrology.com. Please come by and check out my over 500 topics and podcasts about Caitlyn Jenner, Jim.
Okay, you're going to Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner's daughter, who's cool with him becoming a woman.
Right. His new birth date is today, June 1st. He is shown an enormous leap in career with tremendous controversy, a lot of money, and a tremendous sexual life. If you want to boost your career and boost your sex life, you go transgender if you're an older person. I don't know where he's going to get the hormones, but he has an excellent chart, but there's a tremendous amount of stress and conspiracy involved. Now, as far as Josh Hamilton's concerned, he's a liar. He's a user, also a Gemini. He's two-faced. He has a split personality. He never wanted to play for the Angels. It was a complete ploy, and I feel sad for Art. I feel sad we have to pay him, but that's what happens. When you meet a Gemini, that's why there's two faces to Gemini, because like Bruce Jenner, right, Gemini rules the homosexual community, the double face, right, the boy-girl.
Hey, we got somebody else for you, Farley. We got one of my big sponsors, Carl from the Nickel Shopper, who just premiered his other business, Lucerne Leather. Is that you, Carl?
Yes, it is, and it's Lucerne Lapidary and Leather.
Oh, okay. See, you ought to get a free day, an extra commercial for me blowing that one, right?
He's trying to get a free promo on my segment.
Carl, what are you doing here, man?
Hey, well, I got a question for you here because I own the Nickel Shopper.
Okay, hold on just a sec. Farley is the astrologer, and Carl is the is our sponsor from the Nickel Shopper. Go ahead, Carl.
When's your birthday,
hey,
Carl?
There, Farley.
When's your birthday,
anyway,
bro?
With all of a sudden, like this last 10 minutes.
Hold on, Carl. Carl.
Yeah.
Carl. Hello, Carl.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Farley just wanted to get your birthday first and the day. Go ahead, Farley. Tell Carl what you were telling him.
We're doing readings, Carl. I need your birthday to answer your question.
Okay, 5/18/52.
5/18/52, and what time of day?
More or less around 3 a.m.
More or less. Okay.
And hold on. And what's your question, Carl?
What would you like to know, sir?
Well, what I'd like to know is how in the world is it going to work out here since my weekly publication has exploded since the Penny Saver took a dive.
I'm a little worried about your expenses. There's a shopping aspect in your chart. I'm concerned whether you're getting fair prices from your vendors. I'm concerned about your overhead. You are shown a tremendous amount of prosperity. Wow, there's a massive focus on money. Not only are you a Taurus, you have what's called a stellium. You have Venus, Mercury, and Jupiter in Taurus. Wow, your life is so focused on success, career, and prosperity, and you are a public relations guy, born in 1952 with Neptune and Saturn. Everybody in 52 make great salesmen, make great promoters, they make great publicists. You have a Pisces moon, sir, and that makes you intuitive. That gives you like a sixth sense. You know what I'm talking about? You can access this secret spider sense that'll tell you hopefully what to do. If you think with your head, you'll lose. If you think with your gut and your heart, you'll win. You know what I mean?
Wonder if he thinks with a little head.
If you think with a little head, then call poor man to get involved in a three-way, probably.
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, you pretty much nailed it right on the head there, and that was very
right on the little head,
I have to say.
That's what I do, Carl.
Well, on that there,
I nail it on the head,
you know,
every time. That's my
you
job.
Know, let me tell you a little thing that I came up with a long time back thinking about that, because women are always telling guys, you know, yeah, you think with your little head. The moment you make a decision in life and you're changing – and you got the right brain working for you, the first thing they ask you is, have you lost your mind?
That's it. That's the truth. And the only way to go in life is right brain thinking. Don't think about anything. Go with your intuition. It's always the right choice. My call.
Carl, before you go,
yeah.
tell me what is, how do you call your business again?
Lucerne.
Yes. What's Lucerne's lapidary and leather?
That's it.
What's lapidary?
Lapidary is stone cutting, taking semi-precious and precious gemstones, cutting, shaping, engraving. That's where you get a rough diamond. You cut it. You can put it in a ring or emeralds, jade, sapphires, rubies. That's all lapidary work in the cutting process.
Awesome.
So there's no getting stoned involved. It's about stone cutting then.
Exactly. It's the wrong type of stone, dude.
All right. Hey, Carl, you're the man. Thanks for calling from the high desert, my friend.
Yes, exactly, man. And if you can remember the 60s, you weren't there.
See you, man. See ya.
Take care, poor man.
Okay. All right,
bye.
Farley, real quickly, we're almost out of time here. Was there anybody else famous? Somebody actually texted me. I can't find it. They wanted you to do Obama's astrological forecast, and they actually sent me the time he was born. I just can't find it. I've been getting so many texts.
Yeah, I can pull up President Obama's chart in a New York second. So let me just grab that, and I'll give you a reading. First of all, President Obama is a Leo, like I said, like you and I are. And it appears that he is Aquarius rising, which makes him very brainy or a little bit know-it-all-ish. This thing he ran on, this platform of change, didn't happen. I'm not happy with that. because Aquarian rising people, Leos that are Aquarian rising like President Obama, are known to stretch the truth, are a little bit, be a little bit, you know, BS, a little bit of a con artist. I'm a little bit disappointed in his entire career, actually, because he was a first-term senator who was elected president of the United States.
Are you a Republican, Farley?
Yep. I feel like that was too much for him to handle, and he has some personality issues. He's got some emotional issues. He's a bit insecure. He's got a tad of an inferiority complex. He has shown great success. He is a hard worker. Mars in Virgo. Actually, he has the chart of a gay man, believe it or not, so I wouldn't be surprised if he has a secret life.
Really? You think he's gay? Or the President Obama's gay?
Well, when you, now, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying what people that I've met with Mars in Virgo, the men and the women, oftentimes are so confused in relationships that their only option is to go gay. So having Venus or Mars in Virgo, President Obama having Mars in Virgo, is definitely complicated when it comes to his love life. This guy has so much Leo. Oh, my God. It makes me a little nervous because, you know, you don't want this guy to have a bad day. He has a Gemini moon. He's a smart guy. Don't get me wrong. I just feel he's under the gun. He's being controlled, and he's a bit of a puppet. You see, because of the Mars and Pluto and Virgo portion, it makes him weak, and it makes him take too much advice from too many of the wrong people, hence the fracking, hence the problems with Fukushima, hence the ongoing wars. I mean, I felt all this stuff should have stopped, but he doesn't have enough of a backbone in this horoscope to make the right choices to stop it before his term's over.
Hey, Farley, thanks for being on. Real quickly, how can people find you?
If you want to call me and get a reading, it's 310-415-9222. That's 310-415-9222. Go to my website, radioastrology.com, or just Google the words radio astrology. I'll come up number one every time.
And the readings are free, you said?
No. The website is free. All the topics are free. If you want a reading for me, it's a donation. It's $200 an hour, nonprofit. It goes to support the server. I don't make a penny on astrology. I haven't done that in 20 years.
Right on. You're the man, Farley. It's good to work with you again after all these years, dude.
I love you, poor man. If you want me back, let me know. You got me.
Okay, thanks, Farley. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this.
Favorite band, Stavros, has a new CD out called Ordinary World featuring...
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.